AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Stocks are up this morning after some good news about consumers' confidence in the economy. The Dow is up 300 points right now. But given yesterday's 588-point drop in the Dow and the overseas market turmoil, we ask Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi what you should do.
You have to watch, you know, watch from a distance, and probably means you shouldn't really be doing anything with your portfolio. You should be invested for the long run.
China's main stock index fell 7.6% today, and Beijing cut interest rates to try to boost its economy. French prosecutors are holding a news conference this hour, facing a deadline of this afternoon, by which time they must charge the gunman who was heavily armed when he was taken down on a train to Paris.
Nous sommes toujours exposés.
French President François Hollande again mentioned this morning the bravery of the three Americans who wrestled the suspect to the floor of the train last Friday, but he warned that France must be prepared for more such attacks. When Pope Francis addresses Congress next month, he will remind the U.S. of its history of welcoming foreigners. That's what the U.S. ambassador to the Vatican expects. He says the Pope will likely talk about immigration and about income equality, among other issues, when he visits the United States next month. A juror in the trial of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev says he probably would not have voted for the death penalty had he known that the families of some of the victims preferred a life sentence. Kevin Fagan's comments in a radio interview came on the same day a federal judge rejected a motion to publicly release the names of all the jurors. New home sales are up 5.4%, and rents jumped in July, too. This is AP Radio News. There are images online that appear to show Islamic militants blowing up a 2,000-year-old temple in Palmyra, Syria. The Islamic State group released the images today. Our Zeina Karam is overseas.
The images that were posted on social media by their supporters showed fighters from the group carrying barrels of explosives and laying them inside the temple. One image shows gray smoke rising above the temple and then the temple reduced to a pile of rocks.
The UN calls the destruction of the temple in Palmyra a war crime. UN human rights officials are denouncing the executions of three people in Iraq who were sentenced to death because they murdered two girls. This is in the Kurdish region of Iraq. The UN says it fears the area may slide back toward the use of the death penalty. The Iraqi man and his two wives were hanged August 12th. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.